seeing this shit with J. Cole and J. Cole getting roasted. People, this ain't the first time. It's like history is repeating itself. Remember when Cannabis dissed J. Cole and then apologized? The thing about it is he didn't get as roasted. But I know why, because Kendrick Cole was talking all that big shit. I'm in a bathroom talking all that big shit. And then what happened was, I guess Kendrick scared him. Now, I get what Cole is trying to say, but it's like, nigga, you can't say that. As I'm looking at it, like, you can't be like, we're the big three. Like, we the big three. I'm Muhammad Ali and gun bars and all of that. And then when it comes down to Kendrick, it's like, you're terrified. Now, people already don't like J. Cole because he got average bars. This is why I don't everyone be mainstream. Ever. Because fans nowadays, they overanalyze your bars and they overanalyze and say, and after reading all of your bars, he's not saying anything. You know how these fucking fans are. But I don't care. I say I'm the best because, nigga, it's such a thing that rappers do. Even the most wackest rappers say they're the best rapper, but yet they got fans because they believe in themselves so fucking much that that's how the fuck they feel. Like, people fuck with them because they got confidence, even though they're garbage. But what is garbage nowadays in rap? Now, we can spit the most craziest bar of the fuck you want to, and they will still call you garbage. I'm just saying, bro. It's just weird, man. You talking all that. We the big three. Like, we started a league, and then you over here, you know, retracting what you're saying. And it's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? See, it's different when you start. It's like you're scared of Kendrick. So, that's what it feels like. That's what it is, really. He's just scared of Kendrick. Drake is scared of Kendrick. I got big numbers, but bar for bar, he's not fucking with Kendrick. J. Cole was the only one that kinda could, but let's be real, dog. The only thing that you're doing is giving people who don't like you ammo. That's why I'm glad I'm not famous. That's why I'm glad I'm not popular. Like, trust me, I was big. Now you got these up and coming rapper thing. Well, I'm the best rapper. And here's the kicker. This nigga sounds like J. Cole. Like, I'm the big, like, you can't say you're the best rapper or I'm the next big three sounding like J. Cole. That's what I'm gonna fuck about this top five, top three, big three shit. Now you got a whole bunch of rappers. Now that's gonna be the narrative for these upcoming rappers. Because why is clicks? And it gets the more attention. Okay, fine. Now you better. Now again, you can't say that you're the big. Now I'm gonna be the next big three. But you sound like Kendrick. I'm the next big three. You sound like Cole. I'm the next big three. Sound like Drake. You can't be the big. Being the big three sound like everybody else, bro. If I want to hear J. Cole, I'll hear J. Cole. Not a fucking copycat. That's what these niggas are doing now. I see it on TikTok. I'm gonna be in the big three. Then that big three don't mean shit. Well, it just don't mean shit now because now it became popular. And now you got wrestlers saying in the big threes and blah, blah, fucking blah. So it don't mean shit no fucking more. I'm just fucking saying, my nigga, I can give a fuck less about trying to be the best rapper, big three, most lyrical, to the point where I can give a fuck less. I'm just making my music and stand out the fucking way. I speak my fucking shit, you be fucking pushing. I don't give a fuck about being the best because even when I am, you know, barring the fuck out, a nerdy hip-hop analyst is going to look through them bars and say, your bars are not impressing me. A lyrical miracle rapper, you know, a rapper's rapper. You know the rappers that's a fan of another, that's fans of rappers. And then they hear that you got potential. Once they hear a verse or a bar or a syllable, they say, tap off because I'm so fucking great and I'm so technical. They will sit there and call you out on this shit and say, these bars are not as good. And I'm gonna say, nigga, I'm trying to be lyrical. See, but if you can't say you're trying to be lyrical miracle or not trying to be a lyrical rapper when you present yourself like that, presentation can be seen as fucking faking. All because I put these fucking words together like blocks don't mean shit. All because I throw a little punchline here, a syllable here, but they so generic. Do you really want me to fucking use my imagination? Because I can do this. Because again, this is why I don't do it. Because you motherfuckers are retarded. If I were to, I can go over your heads like this. And you're going to sit here and tell me, it's too over your heads. Dumb it down, bro. Dumb it down. Rappers. Lyrical miracle rappers telling me this shit. You're telling me this shit.
So I dumb it down a bit. Don't do a couple of punchlines and metaphors, double entendres. That wouldn't be considered lyrical, miracle, spherical. Then y'all niggas call it ABC rap. Dr. Seuss don't use internal rhymes when he writes. So you can't call it Dr. Seuss raps. It's the fucking reason why I don't care. You have people doing this shit. Why should I care? And then if I were a mentor, I said this shit, that's the reason why the rap is dead. Rap is dead because y'all motherfuckers do too much. You niggas shit on any rapper that sounds that's unique to you. When a nigga even spits a bar, you want niggas to push their pen and show them that they and show them that you're a real MC. And when we do this shit, it's not good enough. It doesn't wow me. It's not enough. It's not enough. And then we lose the fact that we're doing it for ourselves. Because you got fans who openly say, even rappers are fans, rappers say, but bro, you gotta show niggas you can actually spit. Doesn't matter. I can sit there and I've done it multiple times listening to Dorky and what the niggas act like. Hell, Dorky made it seem like I ain't got no bars. Like, I'm Mr. Chill and Vibey. Can't be that, because you niggas show chill vibey rappers. Look how you niggas talk about Larry June. Because he's not spitting, punchalizing, double entendres, and rapping with a very laid-back, whatever tone. Because y'all niggas' obsession with tonality is weird to me. I got on a fucking chill, vibey beat. And y'all be like, but you have, even with this dude that's trying to be the next big three, someone has come and said on TikTok, someone said, bro, there's no energy in your flow. There is energy. Niggas want you to fucking yell. Let's be real with it. He's like, bro, it's a smooth beat. I'm rapping. That's what I say. The beat is chill. I'm rapping chill. But it's not special. I swear you fucking fans are fucking retarded. Especially the ones who have this thing for tonality, whatever the fuck you call it. Because keep in mind, back in the days, fans never looked at tonality. As a thing, it was key to spit. When niggas heard Lloyd Banks rapping monotone back in 2002, 3, and 4, they don't give a fuck about his vocal tone. All they know is this nigga is spitting punchlines. Now all of a fucking sudden, y'all care about tonality, vocal pitches, all of these things that had nothing to fucking do with rap. I'm like, shut the fuck up with that shit. That's why I do not take these niggas seriously. That's why I do not take fans seriously, especially when they come out of rap. And this is why I choose to be where I'm at. Call me whack, all the fuck you want, corny, all the fuck you want. You niggas call anything corny, mid, and trash any fucking way. It doesn't matter. But it's what the fuck it is, man. I'm done.